I don't write columns often. In fact, this might be my first attempt since taking the helm at the North Shore News. But with all the chatter about tariffs lately, it feels like a good time to weigh in. There's something about this whole Buy Canadian movement that seems worth a closer look. These past few weeks, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has decided it's time to bring back the Committee on Internal Trade. It's a body made up mostly of premiers and provincial ministers, and the idea is to come up with ways to Buy Canadian, strengthening our economy as a result. Trudeau says it'll happen as soon as possible. Sounds fantastic, right? Meanwhile, Premier David Eby is calling Trump's tariffs exactly what they are, a fight we didn't start, but one we'll face head-on. BC's response? Another strong commitment to a Buy Canadian strategy. It's a good instinct. It feels like something we should have been doing anyway, but I find myself wondering, is all this talk of Buy Canadian really going to amount to more than just words? I can only speak to my industry, but I think we've been down this road before, and it's worth asking. Is it just rhetoric, or will there be meaningful change? Take last year, for example. Premier Eby slammed Meta for blocking Canadian news, but not long after, the NDP made a deal with Meta to ensure important information gets out to users during times of crisis, like wildfires. It's the kind of information we've been pushing to the public for decades, in the North Shore News case since 1969. The odd part? Our industry wasn't consulted on the deal, even though we've been on the front lines of this work for years. Meanwhile, Ontario has guaranteed 25% of their province's advertising budget to local news outlets, and then there's the federal government. News Media Canada says Ottawa spent around 11 times more money with just three U.S. tech giants than it did supporting more than 900 local newspapers across Canada. That's a tough pill to swallow, especially when you consider that newspapers, in whatever form they take these days, digital, print, or otherwise, now reach more than 90% of the community. We're more connected to our readers than ever before, and we have the stats to prove it, but here's the flip side. Local municipal governments, and our local MLAs and MPs, have been the ones leading by example, prioritizing support for local newsrooms. They understand the importance of keeping small businesses running and of keeping vital information within the community. So, kudos to our local mayors, councils, MLAs and MPs for getting it right, for putting their money where their mouth is when it matters most. Which brings me back to the bigger question. How many other opportunities to Buy Canadian are slipping through the cracks? If our governments are serious about this, it's time to go beyond the rhetoric. It's time to put real effort and resources into supporting Canadian businesses, small and large. We need them to set the tone, to lead by example, and to show that Buy Canadian is more than just a slogan. It's something that can actually change the way we do business and the way we think about what it means to support our own. Matt Blair is the publisher of the North Shore News and president of the BC and Yukon Community News Media Association.